Welcome to Managing Myeloma. I am Dr. Philip McCarthy. Today I'd like to discuss the current standard of care for follow-up monitoring of patients diagnosed with smoldering myeloma. Patients in the past had been sometimes seen somewhat infrequently, and we now think it's the standard that these patients should be seen approximately every 3 months to have their serum levels checked to make sure that their serum free light chains and their monoclonal proteins are not changing over time. As well, we want to make sure that they're not developing anemia or other suggestive facts or laboratory tests that would say that the patient's now developing progression to myeloma. Because we found in the past that if patients were to progress to renal failure, hypercalcemia, or develop paraspinal lesions that would require surgery or radiation, became much more medically complicated to manage them, and we would end up potentially with permanent end organ damage. So these patients need to be followed very carefully. Low threshold for doing a more extensive workup to make sure that nothing has changed. In addition, they should be monitored by some imaging modality to make sure that they've not developed occult lytic lesions that have not yet presented with pain. So these are important issues in managing patients who are not receiving therapy but who are higher risk because they have smoldering myeloma. Thank you very much for viewing this activity.